Hello? Hello?
Hi, am I having a word with Bruce?
Yeah, this is Bruce. This is second.
Hey Bruce, this is Josh Baker.
Hi, Josh. Thank you. I'm going to hang up this other phone here.
Sure.
Okay, that was the landline. Hi. Yeah, I had a nice, real nice talk with Haley.
Yep. Haley just updated me about that, and I personally wanted to give you a call so that we can get on project. So I am one of the account managers here at Penguin Book Writers, and I personally will be working on your project. So I just wanted to get an insight of what the book is about and what the whole idea is so that we can discuss further on this.
Very good. Well, first of all, thank you for calling. And the idea on the book is... it's basically somewhat of a compilation of three blue books from an old guru that I spent 1 year with in Malibu, California. He's passed on. This is many years ago. And I am only now at this late stage, I'm 74, at this late stage, being nudged, I would say that spiritually, and especially last night in the dream, I woke up and said, would you please get to work? And so I got the message and called Haley, and now I'm talking to you. But the books are based on real spiritual events, it was a monastery, or in other terms, an ashram. There's very few people. I was there 12 months, had some experiences, nothing I'm going to overstate, but simply it was the person himself. It's not really much about me. I'm down the totem pole. I'm a beginner, if you will say that. Uh-huh. And he was quite evolved spiritually from Ramana Maharshi in India, and he worked a little bit with Saint Germain. But nonetheless, the people—it's so interesting because this horse ranch in Malibu, north of Los Angeles, a lot of movie stars would come out and ride horses, bring their children, and back in the day, Elizabeth Taylor, the famous Elizabeth Taylor, brought her horse there to be taken care of, and she would come out and ride. And so and again, I'm stepping away from it. That has nothing to do with me, but this is where I ended up going. I was guided there by a yoga philosophy teacher from the University of Utah. I got my philosophy degree from the University of Utah. And this yoga teacher, he said, oh, there's a good teacher, Michael Malachek in Malibu. So I waited till I graduated, of course, and ended up traveling there and staying a year. That's what the book's about.
Okay, I got it. And I'm just curious about this as well, because the whole concept seems quite interesting to me as well, and I am personally looking forward to this as well. Whenever your book would be out, I surely am going to be giving it a read as well, and while we're working on this as well. So how was your complete experience? Like, if you have to share your experience in a one-liner, how was that term of 1 year that you spent over there?
Well, on one level, it was enlightening, and I don't want to overstate that. I did have one essential experience that went beyond my personality, and that was what Michael taught. He taught self-realization. Of course, Ramana Maharshi in India, that was his whole teaching, you know yourself, your true self, spiritually. And so that was Michael's emphasis, and I struggled, and I'm understating. I'm not saying I'm this great being, and I'm not. I'm a ranch kid from South Dakota. I grew up in a ranch, but anyway, just to be simple, in one sentence, there was a moment that was enlightening. That will be, you know, obviously I'll mention that in the book. I'll understate it, of course, but it's just the 12 months, and Josh, to be real honest, between you and me right now, it ended in a sad note. It was, you know, he died soon after. There was a little bit of conflict with others, and I thought, oh, no.
I'm really sorry
to
hear about that.
I appreciate your comment, and yes, but that's not the focus. And the book is about all the good things. I write in my journal, write all about the All-Stars and leave any negatives out.
Mm-hmm.
People don't need to be saddened by somebody that got hurt and this didn't go well with another student. They don't. I mean, that's just scattering the beauty of this essential message.
I got your point. And that itself is a big thing, because obviously you know how time is right now, that people, they tend to focus on only the negative side. But you yourself, the way the message that you're conveying, to only focus on the positive side and learn from the experiences. So that itself is a big message itself. So the idea that indeed is
Thank
wonderful.
You. God bless you for saying that. Yes, I agree.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much. And you yourself would agree the same. Like, if we consider the time right now, people would obviously tend to look forward to the negatives only. With passage of time, people are like, they're missing out on the positive things. But you know that there are a lot of positive things as well that people can focus on, and that surely can change the life's experience. So that's one good
well said.
Purpose, indeed.
Very, very well said.
Thank you so much. And at this point, what would be the status of your compilation? Is it like complete, or you're somewhere halfway there? What would be the current status?
I would say one third, and it really was the dream last night where I had a being come to me and tell me to wake up. I've been so busy moving. My wife had a stroke. I've been caregiving for her. We moved from Ashland, Oregon to Talents, only 5 miles north. But you move your whole household, it's taken us 2.5 months, and we just finished, basically. So I've been in overwhelm with outer things, but now I've got a nice study, a beautiful office looking out at the mountains, finally have a home that instead of an apartment, and I have a wonderful office, and I got awakened. I was told last night, would you please get going? And I honored that message, and that's what motivated me.
Well, it's better late than never, right?
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Sounds great. And just by the way, how's your wife feeling now? I hope she's doing well and good.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate that. She's doing much better. We've really been fortunate, no major paralysis. But, you know, diet, a little bit of exercise, and an oxygen tank. So she's doing, I'll just say, quite well, considering, quite well.
Mm-hmm. Good to hear that. Good to hear that. Absolutely. And you know that along with the exercise as well, diet is like the main thing that you need to focus on as well. So a good diet gets you a long way.
Thank you. Yes, I agree. Very good.
Perfect. Yep. Awesome. And so... Perfect. So you said that you're on one third of your book right now. So as from our end, would you be working on the other portion as well? Like, even if I discuss about the one third portion that you have right now, are you planning to complete it and then send it over to us? Or do you want us to expand that one third portion further to complete the book? So you can just give me that idea of how you wish to proceed forward as well, so that at least I have that roadmap that I can work on.
Well, I can definitely share the blueprint of what I've begun, no problem. But I know my own mind, mm-hmm. and I know my emotions. And sometimes I'm a little bit, I get scattered, I got to do this, got to do that. And if I get scattered, I lose momentum. I'm in momentum right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and I, that's this whole morning, last night, Haley, you, and I told Ermi, you know, I have to shut the door, sweetie, for the next, and I just gave this arbitrary... number. I said 10 days. Let me have 10 days of relative solitude so I can finish this work. And she said, totally, that's fine. You know, that's so really I'm looking at the next 10 days of being a hermit, day and night, nothing else, and finish it.
Sounds great. Obviously, because you said that you're in the flow as well. So obviously these 10 days are going to be very, very effective and you can complete that as well.
Yeah, I believe it. I feel it. I kind of know the blueprint, and it may be maybe like 8 or 10, depending if I work into the night every night, but I don't want to lose the momentum because I know it's hard for me to get it back.
Mm-hmm. That is completely understandable. That is completely understandable. And I personally am going to be making sure as well that I give you the full support from my end as well within these 10 days.
You
have my support till the end of the project, that is for sure. But even in these 10 days, you're going to have my extra support as well. I'm going to be on top of it. So at any point you need any sort of assistance, like any suggestion as well, I'll be always a call away. And in case I'm in a meeting as well, I'm going to call you by myself so that we can discuss all the prospects of this project within these 10 days. So I personally am going to be on top of it as well.
Thank you so much. That was so well said.
You're most welcome. And let me guide you how we're going to be proceeding forward with the project as well. So how we work is, once you share the blueprints with us, once you share the drafts with us, the manuscript with us, our team is going to prepare a editorial report first. So once we get all the edits, there are two things. If we get like partial edits right now, what we can do is we can start with the editing. If we get somewhat like 50% of the work as well, we can have the editorial report prepared. So the editorial report, that is basically the report after our editing team, the writing team, they have gone through your project completely. So what they do in that editorial report is they basically share a report where they have shared the strengths, the weaknesses, the plot, and basically the complete idea of how your book is and what is the particular part where your book would be needing most of the edits. So it's not necessary for you to go ahead and agree with all the recommendations that we have from our end, but you obviously can share your suggestion as well, and we can work on that. So the editorial report, it's just going to be an example. For example, the report might say that, hey, your story is outstanding. We just need to develop a bit of plot from this chapter to this chapter, or I think the conclusion is very good. That is something that we need to do. So that is something that we're going to share first with you, because that better sets our roadmap further so that we don't have any issues in the project. Because it's not necessary that your complete project may need developmental editing. It could be just like a paragraph or one phase of the book. So we share that editorial report first so that at least our clients know as well how the project is going to be moving forward. So once you share all the files with me, the first editorial report would take around like 6 to 7 business days approximately, 6 to 8 business days approximately. So that's the first time frame of the editorial report. And once you share your feedback with me, whether it's you agreeing on the report or you have any additional suggestion as well, then my team starts working on the editing of the manuscript itself. So from there onwards, after the editorial report, the team takes around like 5 to 7 business days to share the first draft, and then they're going to take like 4 to 5 business days to share next drafts moving onwards. And when I say drafts, let me clear that as well. So for example, your book is of 250 pages. So the team is not going to work on 250 pages all at once. The team is going to work on the book either chapter by chapter or pages by pages. For example, like 2 chapters at a time, 30 pages at a time. And then I'm going to share that content with you first. Once you go through that content, and if you have any changes required or if you agree with the content, then only I'm going to instruct my team to go forward and work on the remainder of the content. So that is how we're going to be moving forward to ensure that the quality is obtained and there's no issue in between as well.
Very good.
Sounds great. So I will be on top of this project as well, because I personally, I treat my clients as my family, because I personally feel quite touched when I have a word with my clients and getting their idea behind writing the books and everything. So I will be on top of it as well. And I'm saying it right at the start as well. At any point you need any sort of assistance or even suggestion, please don't hesitate at all. I am always there and I'll be taking care of everything.
That's great, Josh. I like that. Very good.
Thank you so very much. And how we're going to be moving forward is, Bruce, we have our own portal that we use to communicate with the client. So I have sent you an email to sign up on that portal. Can you check that email real quick so that I can walk you through from there as well?
Yes, I'll go there right now.
Sure.
And I see Haley Book Plan. Is that what it is?
There would be another email as well from Josh Baker, the Creative Design Agency.
Wow. I see. Well, I see Haley Stringfellow. I can open that just to look. Hey, Bruce, I'd like to formally welcome you. That's not yours. Let me go back. Yours hasn't arrived yet, or maybe. Let me just look. because it would have, oh, well, it would have been not necessarily after Halley's visitor payment, T-Mobile, Halley, I'm just scrolling down, visitor, Penguin Booker, chat with visitor. That's not yours. What would the title say? Would it be Josh?
It would be from Josh Baker and Creative Design Agency as well. So it's like an invite to the portal. What you can do is, can you check your junk or spam folder? It could be there as well.
I'm going real quickly.
Sure. Let me try to resend the invite as well. Give me a brief minute.
It's not, it didn't go to spam. It didn't go that direction.
Okay, let me check that real quick.
Oh, Josh, now you know that I changed the spelling of my last name in my email address.
Okay, can you please let me know what your email address would be so that I can check it once?
Yeah, bjensun@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. I have the same one on my end as well. Let me resend the invite. It could be a technical issue as well. Let me resend that real quick.
Good.
Okay.
Got it. Well, no. That was somebody else, something else.
Okay, I have sent the invitation. Can you just refresh your inbox once and let me know if you got it?
I will do that right now. Isn't that strange? No, I don't have it even yet. Maybe, I'll check spam again, but it wasn't anything there. Krista, no?
Okay, give me one quick minute. Let me try an alternative way as well. Give me one quick minute. Let me find out.
Yep, go ahead.
Is your way. Okay, it says that the email has been sent from my end. Give me a brief minute as well. I'm trying on one more alternative.
Okay.
Okay, and can you refresh your email once now and the spam folder as well, or else I'll check with my technical team right away.
Okay, I just hit refresh, and it still hasn't arrived. I don't have it.
Okay, and okay, Bruce, can you just stay on the call for a minute or two? Let me quickly check with my technical team right away.
Yep, that's no problem.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for staying on the line, Bruce. I am still here. So the team just refreshed the server. I'm just trying it once again. Send you the invite.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. The invitation has been sent. Can you refresh your message now and check and let me know if you're able to view it?
It just came in. 244, Josh Baker, creative. You've been added by Josh Baker to collaborate. Let me click on it.
Awesome. Yep, you need to click on this.
Hi, Bruce. Josh Baker's added to Creative Design Agency. So all is good. I got it.
Yep, you need to just click on that, and it will ask you to create a password. So can you do it while we're on the call so that I can walk you through on this as well?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Okay, hi, Bruce. Welcome. It says your name, create a password, a character. Let me look carefully. 8, 2, 2 numbers. And okay, I'll create that right now here. I'll put the phone down for just a second.
Sure.
Okay, I got my password correct. Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Nope. You can keep it to yourself because you're going to be using that to communicate with us. So you just have to know the password for your own use so that you can log in at your end, and whenever we need to coordinate, we can use that portal to coordinate with each other.
Perfect. Okay. So, yeah, I'm Josh. I'm at Tasks. General task, no task.
Awesome. So that means you're logged in. You just have to navigate the option over there. It's going to say an option which says inbox or messages. Do you see any of that option?
I'm looking. Inbox.
Or do you see any notification icon?
I see a bell with a red number 1.
Yep, that is the notification icon. Kindly click on that once. It's going to show up a pop-up that a message has been sent to you. Can you click on that?
Hello, Bruce. Hope this email
Perfect.
Finds you well.
Perfect. You just need
it.
To click on that. Perfect. So once you click on that icon, you'll be able to view my whole message. Do you see that on your end?
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
Yeah, you got a couple of downloads.
Yep, awesome. So let me guide you further on this. I have shared two forms with you. So one of the forms that is for the book cover so that we can create your book cover as well. You can just these are the two forms. One is for the book cover, and the other one is for the editing services, the writing services that our editing team is going to work on. So I would need three things from your end. One of them is the manuscript that you have on your end. The other two would be the two forms that I have sent, the book cover and the book editing form. And how you're going to do that is I'm going to guide you on that as well. And just on the same message, you do see the two attachments as well, right? The book cover and the book editing form?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you can simply click on that form, and it will give you an option to download these two forms. And how you can share the same with me is just below the same form, you see an option which says add reply.
I book cover, brief form, updated, a download, attached to, welcome on board. What am I looking for, Josh?
The add reply option.
Let me scroll down a little bit.
Yep.
Add reply. Boy, maybe it's on the side. I'm having trouble finding add reply.
Sure, it's either going to be right at the bottom or it's going to be right at the top.
Oh, add your comments here.
That's just going to be the comment. So you just have to click back again, go on the same message. I think you're viewing the file. That's one of the reasons why it's asking you to add your comment. So click on back once again so that you're on the same message again.
Okay, so now I'm back on Hello Bruce, best regards,
perfect.
Josh, and two attachments.
Perfect. Now don't click on any of the attachment, just scroll down. Just below the attachment, you'll see an option which says add reply. Do you see any of that option?
In blue, add reply,
yep.
Yes.
Perfect. Kindly click on that once.
Okay, I got a bunch of icons or different
perfect.
Things. Type your message
perfect.
Here.
Uh-huh. Perfect. Now I'll guide you. So basically, whenever you have to reach out to me, send me a message, you can simply click on add reply and type your message over here. And how you can attach
okay.
your file is, just below this message box, there's an option which says attach a file. Do you see that option as well?
Yes. I see that, yes.
Perfect. So you can simply click on that and you can attach your file. And whenever you're attaching a file, just make sure that you're at least typing something in the message box. And then only it's going to give you the pop-up to post your reply just below the post, just below the attach a file option. So that's how easy it is
yes.
for you to use the portal and communicate with us. And that's how we're going to be maintaining our
Very
whole
good.
Conversation and conversing with each other back and forth on this particular portal.
Perfect. Very good.
Awesome.
And Josh, this immediately came up when I looked at attach your file. Now I'm going to explain to you because I'm a beginner. I've never ever done this. So I'm writing like I did in college on a notebook with my pen, and I know that I can't upload that. How what format can I start typing on the computer? I can just attach it and send it to you.
Okay, you can use the Word format as well. That's going to be completely fine.
Where is that Word format?
Yeah, what you can do is you can scan the same documents that you have on your end. Like you're using the Notepad, right? Like you mentioned, so you can just scan those Notepads and you can share the same with us.
Well, no, what I meant was I'm writing in on paper like I would in college, on a notebook on paper with a pen. It's not even on the computer. I'm writing like I don't have a computer. So where can I and how can I go using my computer to start typing my story on the computer so I can send it?
Sure thing. So let me just guide you on that as well. So at this point, how many pages have you written? Can you just let me know what the page count would be?
It's primarily the blueprint and, a dozen pages.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the beginning.
Okay, perfect. So what you can do is you can type. Do you have a Microsoft computer or an Apple computer?
I have a Microsoft.
Okay, perfect. So in the start bar, you can just type Microsoft Word.
Okay, let me go. Micro. You're going to realize I'm truly a beginner. Microsoft
that is completely
Word.
Fine.
Okay, so I got that. So here, I see it. Microsoft Word, document, WordPad.
Yep, perfect. Now, once you click on that, it's going to open up the whole WordPad type of thing. So this is the main document that you can use to type your whole book out. You can just type your start typing your book over here, and once you are done with your typing, you can simply click on save, and that's going to save your project. And if you have to continue with wherever you left the last day, you can simply go back on the documents on your computer, and from there you can open the same file and start working on where you left it off.
Perfect. Okay, got it. So I know how to, and then the format, like the columns and all of that's already automatically good with the WordPad. I don't have to do anything.
you don't have to worry about anything at all. You can just simply use that draft to type your draft, the blueprints that you're doing, and formatting and everything is something that we're going to take care of from our end. So you don't need to worry about the text, the formatting, anything like that. That is something that we're going to take care of from our end.
Josh, this is an extraneous question that occurred to me a little bit ago, not right now, but a few days ago when I started to think about it. You know, I had the concept, like there's a particular story from my first philosophy instructor at the University of Utah, and I'll just tell it to you in 15 seconds, but he was a soldier in France, and the Germans shot him multiple times. And he knew he was going to die, so he crawled into a little chapel in the forests of France and laid down waiting for death. Well, there's a huge white light. Instead, a huge white light came in and enveloped him for 3 hours. He said he was in bliss and ecstasy, and he knew he was going to live. There was no pain, and he knew that there was a divine force that cared for him, and he's going to live. Well, there, in that particular story, which leads me to Malibu, by the way, is his influence was profound as a teacher. I wanted to have a little picture of a forest, of a French chapel in the forest, and I already found one. How would a picture like that be implemented in that particular chapter or story?
When you're done with just writing the book, you can share those pictures separately with me, and we can further have a discussion on call. So what we can do is, instead of you posting the picture on the document and get it confused further, you can just save those pictures separately on your end, and I'm going to have a word with you on call separately, and then we can have a discussion further over there, and you can guide me that, hey, Josh, this is a separate picture that I'm sharing with you. This needs to go with page number 21. So I'll guide my team accordingly, and we'll have that added from our end.
Perfect. Very good. Well said. Okay. Good.
So I'll keep it as easy as I can for you, so that we take care of most of your concern.
Okay. Thank you very
much. You're most welcome. So these are the two forms that I would be needing from your end, and you said that you're going to be needing some time to work on the book. That is completely fine. You can take your time, and in case if you need any sort of help from my end, I'm always a message away, or you can give me a call as well, in case even if I'm in a meeting as well, I'm going to give you a call back on the same day by myself.
Now, would that phone number be 218-300-9881?
I am personally going to share my number as well, so that you can directly call me as well, and there's no issue. Can you note down my number as well?
I'm ready to go. Go ahead.
Sure. It's 760-688-4755.
I'll read it back, Josh. 760-688-4755.
Perfect. You got it. So this is my number, and in case if I even miss your call, I'll surely see the missed calls as well, and I personally am going to give you the call as soon as I'm done with my meetings.
Thank you very much.
Most welcome. And I'll be reaching back to you just to follow up on what the prospect of the project is and how far we have been. And in case you need any help, you can always reach out to me as well. All right?
Excellent. Very good call and good guidance. So I thank you again.
You're most welcome.
And then what I'll do is, and I really enjoy both you and Haley. You're both really very great souls.
Thank you so very much.
Well, I'll begin. I'm really in a state of mind where, because of my dream and somebody telling me to wake up and get going, I'll be writing all day. Yeah, I'll be writing all day into the night, and maybe in 10 days I'll have the whole thing done.
Perfect, perfect. So I will give you 10 days. You can take as much time as you need. I personally am just going to give you a call next week, somewhere around like Wednesday or Thursday, just to follow up in case if you need any suggestion or help from my end. So that's just going to be a touch-base call with you, all right?
Yeah, Wednesday would be great. That'll be
perfect.
Fine.
Perfect. So I'm going to give you a call on Wednesday, and at the same time, what I personally am going to be doing is I'm going to be further. I know what the idea about your book is and how I basically have the idea because I had a word with you on call. So I'm also going to be working on a few of the things from my end as well. And if there's some better ideas as well, I'm going to share the same with you as well. All right?
Well, that's perfect. Very good.
Perfect. It was indeed a pleasure speaking to you, Bruce, and I really am excited to work with you today.
Yes, me too, Josh. It's a blessing. So thank you again. And we'll definitely be in touch.
Absolutely. Yes. Would there be anything else that I can help at this point of time from my end?
No, this was excellent. Now I know how to begin, and I will right now.
Perfect, perfect. Sounds great. And once again, before I let you go, Bruce, you don't have to worry that you're troubling me or anything like that. Even if you have slightest of the concern, I will always be there to help you out. All right?
Okay, thank you. Thank
Perfect.
You. Very good.
Thank you so very much, Bruce. Take care of yourself and have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, you too, Josh, and we'll talk later.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yep, bye-bye.